Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad. Hello, everybody. And, you know, I got a mad. Yeah, it's not a bitter mad, but it is a mad. And it's been going on for years and years and years, and it's directed at many who are disabled. Now, I heard about a demonstration being planned for July, evidently centered around the Americans with Disability Act. And the thing that really bothers me is, why should we, the disabled, put ourselves in a position where we're going to violate the law and be arrested? The people, you know, we're the victims in this whole thing. The people who are excluding us from society, excluding us from full life, keeping us out, barring us, whatever term you want to use, they're the ones who are the criminals. They're the ones who should be arrested, not us. We haven't done anything wrong. We're trying to live our lives. We're trying to pay taxes. We're trying to get a job. So I really don't believe that the disabled community is proceeding in the right way here. I mean, they've been doing it for years, you know. I admire the courage. Don't get me wrong. But and I want to tell you what I believe, what Inner Sight believes should be the proper approach to this whole thing. First of all, it should be to bring down this Americans with Disability Act, because it's horrible. It doesn't protect us. There's no enforcement penalties for people who would bar us and keep us out of places that I know of. I mean, I had a dealing with the Justice Department just recently, and it's so stupid, you know. They said that if they found a pattern of a municipality transportation system keeping people off the system who are disabled, that they would remove the money from that system. Now, what good is that? That's stupid. That hurts us. Then we don't have a way of getting around with that system. What it should be is people who are administering that kind of horrible punishment and discrimination should be subject to arrest and or fines if found guilty. That would make more sense. And that would shake them up and say, hey, you know, I better really pay attention to what I'm doing here, you know. I could be arrested. People don't want to be arrested, for the most part. So that's what should be happening. You know, the people that are barring our way, the people that won't let us in, the people that are indifferent, or whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. You know, they're the ones who should be arrested. And the agencies for the blind and disabled should be mandated to raise the money to set up a lobby in Washington. If they have to change their mission statements or whatever they got to do, it should be done. Set up a lobby in Washington to amend this horrible ADA and bring us enforcement. You know, and every agency should have an ADA fund, money that they raise to help bring about accessibility. Now, the government should pay half, of course. The government should be raising their part of the money, too, because they're the ones who got us into this mess, mostly. So there you have it, and we mentioned we've mentioned many times on this show, bring back the telethon. You know, how about two telethons a year? One to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, and the other one to make sure that there's funding there to get rid of the barriers and whatever. And if we get resistance, the law should be there, people in their place. Because nobody has the right to bar someone because, you know, they don't like the way they look or they're disabled or, you know, they get the creeps or whatever, whatever. You know, get over it. So that's my mad, and, you know, I believe, you know, that's what should be done. We, the victims, should not be arrested. The people that are doing this to us are the ones that should be arrested. And the ADA is supposed to be a federal law. Where's the federal marshals? You know? Where's the civil rights? Where's the Justice Department? Why aren't they bringing charges against these people who are doing this to us? And with the agencies being mandated to raise the money, now you got no excuse because there won't be a big fight. You know, who's going to pay for this work to be done? The money will be there. Well, why not? The agencies use us enough to get money. The government certainly uses us enough in many, many ways. The inner sight idea and the inner sight solution, I believe that's the only solution because anything else that you do, even if you make some progress, let's say 100 people get arrested or whatever it is, and you make some progress, maybe you get a few dollars more, next time, when the new politician comes around, he or she can say, "Oh no, we can't pay for that anymore." You see, so that's not going to happen if people understand that they can be arrested for barring us and or fined. And part of that money should go to the disabled people who are suffering as victims and who are being declared outcasts. All right, man, a glad Monday, inner sight, live around the world, and don't know if we'll have an engineer to open the phones because our engineer had a mishap in her life, and I'm not going to go into details, but she may not be here tonight. So, if you want to comment on the show or you want to be on the show, you want to be a guest, call the Inner Sight number, leave your number, and I'll try to retrieve it, and I'll call you back so you could talk on the air. All right? Things happen every day. You never know what's going to happen next in this world. Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East. The Inner Sight number, by the way, 631-224-3090. Big East, the key to rescue, brings you Inner Sight. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, thank her for all her help. Their number is 609-388-7004. You want to get them on the email, Inner Sight. I'm sorry. I got Inner Sight on the mind here. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. Big East, a key to rescue at Verizon.net is the Big East Akita Rescue email. All right. Joanne Diamond, Tom's River, New Jersey. Yes, and we thank you for being a part of Inner Sight. All right, Kennedy Realty, right here in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186 on his phone number. You need any good advice on getting a house, a mortgage and all that, give Mr. Kennedy a call. 631-888-1186. All right. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, mentioned a few of them. Go an extra mile, child. Inner Sight reminds you of that every weeknight. Honor the children. Take care of them and watch over them. Let's see. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, Silo, on Inner Sight. We thank them for their help. 631-880-7929 on the Silo. And I want to thank my good friends at Suffolk Bus Corp for their help and support. We greatly appreciate it. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And let's see. We'll go down the week here. Tonight's Mad or Glad Monday. Tomorrow night is open mic, where you can pick your own subject and talk about whatever you want. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. And the solution that we propose, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. They no longer exist as nursing homes, and people can no longer go to them. There's the solution right there. It's going to be a hard uphill fight, but we're determined to do it. All right, Thursday night is our subject night. We usually pick a different subject. We're going to talk about this week. We're going to talk about what good is ability without enforcement. There's that word again. And we'll explain that to you and how we arrived at that title. Got an email. And I'll get into that on Thursday. Friday night is the funnies over here. We have a lot of fun. We have Louis will be coming on, school character Jimmy Dinigan. We usually take some of the old comedies and bring them up to the modern day and do all kinds of crazy stuff. So you want to laugh and goof off, have a good time. Friday night on Inner Sight. All right. Mad or Glad Monday. And James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. If you need that kind of advice, 516-783-9662. James Bahamundi, civil rights. Let's see. Who did I leave out? I hope nobody. I don't want to leave anybody out. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. Gary and his organization doing some great work. 631-484-3085. And if you're disabled and you have a problem picking the food up, let him know. Sometimes he can get it to you. Once again, 631-484-3085. All right. the Nobody Stopped on Long Island. I want to thank the Long Island Coalition, Long Island Connection, good people trying to make a difference. All right, it's Mad or Glad Monday, and it looks like it's going to be a one-man Mad or Glad. Wouldn't be the first time, you know, that we're caught up here alone, mad or glad. And, you know, you hear a lot about these, I notice, and I think I would term this a glad. I noticed that a lot of these companies changing their ways and trying to adapt to the world and do things differently, you know. Now, the only people that I know that aren't doing that are the agencies for the disabled. They're stuck in the same old rut. Not so for Inner Sight. If you listen to this show, you know how we want to change things. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. License the guide dog schools. Give us rights, you know. Help people who want to train the dogs on their own. Use some of the money for that. We're creative, and we're trying to fit in with these times. People want to be more independent and free. All right. So that's why we say the agency should be mandated to raise money. And the those of us who are disabled who are so inclined could help them raise that money. For instance, I would be the first one to volunteer with the service dog schools if they were going to change a lot of their policies and help people who want to train service dogs on their own, and also get together with these legislators and say, look, we ought to be licensed. We're dealing with people's lives. We don't always know if we've made the right decision to deny somebody the guide dog. That's what they should be doing. If they really care, they're servicing. That would be their attitude, because the remember, the Seeing Eye started years ago when a blind guy rescued a dog off the street, a stray dog, and trained it. I'd like to get some more details on that. Where did he find the dog? You know, how long did it take him to train it and all that? Or maybe somebody out there would contribute that to Inner Sight. Send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. People keep sending me attachments, and I can't open them. I don't know what you're talking about. The system does not allow me to open emails with attachments. So while the business sector changing and going in different directions and, trying to improve, the agencies for the disabled are at a standstill. They're not changing. They're not saying, getting together and say, hey, that ADA has to be modified. It's not what it should be. You know, it should be strong. It should be very decisive. It should be specific. People know. It should send out a resounding message all over the world that nobody's going to tamper with the disabled and get away with it. And by the way, everything that we talk about, let it be understood that there must be built-in regulations and law to protect people. You know, because nobody's and anybody these days can go off and commit a crime. So they have to be, everyone has to answer for their actions. So let that be understood that when we say these things, we don't just mean give somebody carte blanche and you know, not monitor or watch over them. Excuse me, to make sure they're doing the right thing. No. Control and the supervision should be a lot more in the hands of those who need the help. That's how most people live their lives. We should be no exception to that. All right, Inner Sight, man, a glad Monday, and sorry we can't take your phone calls. We don't have a engineer tonight. So anyone who would like to make a comment, call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And speak your piece. And we'll try to get it up on the next show, which is tomorrow night. Anyone have an idea for a program on Inner Sight? Something you'd like to see us talk about? Contact us. I'll give you that email in a minute. You know, we're open to ideas, suggestions, and it's not just for the disabled. You don't have to be disabled to be on this show. If you're not disabled, we do request, but it's not mandatory, but we request that you make a donation. And we recommend $50 if you're able to. All right. The email, innersight@pmpmail.com. That's the email. And to make that donation, you can go to our website, by the way, and click in the PayPal. Innersight.info is the website, innersight.info. All right. Lost my cell phone, broke. So I don't have access immediately to the time to have. I'm going to look at one tomorrow. I hope to be able to replace it. And, you know, another thing that makes me mad is a definite mad, that when you need to purchase something like a cell phone, right, you can't just walk into a store that sells phones and have every one of them at your disposal that you can access when you're visually impaired, hearing impaired, disabled. You know, you got to look for specific ones, you know, that might be created for you if you're disabled. Now, that shouldn't be. If you go in there with your money to spend your money, and you got some money to spend, and you want a phone, you should have the same freedom of choice that everybody else has. And we don't, because there's no enforcement. There's the ADA, but it doesn't enforce regulations like that and laws the way everybody else is protected. people who are not disabled. Walk into a store, you got to be able to read everything. That's the law. That's the labeling law. Not so when you're blind. We're not protected by that law. I blame the politicians, and I blame the agencies. They should be insisting that we're protected by that law, insisting to the point where they should raise the money to set up a lobby in Washington to bring about that very thing. In other words, to bring about strict enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act. That's what we need. That would be a great way to celebrate the ADA this coming July. You know, a lobby. Let the agencies raise the money to create a lobby to bring about criminal enforcement for those who would violate us and keep us out. And at the same time, you know, they should announce that we're starting procedures to raise the money to pay for part of that. And we demand that the government pays the other part. Now, that would be something very solid that people could get involved in. I'd like to see that happen. That would be a glad. There's a beautiful glad right there that InnerSight has just created all over the world. There's a way to celebrate the ADA. Put a lobby in Washington to make it criminal to interfere with somebody's life to the point where they can't get into a place where they can't access or they can't have the same freedom that everybody else has. That's what I'd like to see. All right, InnerSight, man, a glad Monday, and stand by. I got to get got to break the station and get a time check. Stand by. All right, we're back, and brought to you by Able News. Able News, my friend Angela Melanie. Able is the paper on and about the disabled, and they get priority over there, different articles, and calendar of events. You have an event coming up, get it in the Able News. Different articles, columns by experts. They also have a personal column. You want to try to meet a new friend, check that out, personal column. They claim, and I believe it, that they created two marriages from that column, from that personal. There's probably more now. That was a while back. So check out Able News online. You get a free subscription. Able News and InnerSight together around the world. Yes. Matt, a glad Monday. Sorry we can't take your phone call. We apologize. Let me give the, we have a new system here, by the way, where we can call someone on the air. So if you want to be called, call the InnerSight number and let us know. And leave your number, 631-224-3090 on the InnerSight. Around the world. On Matt or Glad. Monday, yeah. Well, there's a lot to be glad about. Be glad that we're in America, where we have the freedom to speak out. And one of the things that I want to speak out about is all coming up in a couple of weeks on Mother's Day. How many disabled moms will be denied service dogs? Now, Sundays used to be, I don't know if it still is, but Sundays used to be graduation day at the guide dog school. There's nothing worse than a person training with a dog for 3 weeks, and then at the end of that training, being told that they can't have their dog. That's got to be one of the most horrible feelings in the world, because you know, normally the person training with that dog has fallen in love with that dog. You know, it's a feeling. It's a bonding. So now to tell that person you can't have your dog, you know, the agency will keep the money they've raised to train that dog. They get something out of it. So how many moms who are disabled is that going to happen to this year? We have a petition up at change.org. You want to do something for those moms? Sign that petition and help us get enough names so maybe one of these politicians will at least draft the law so we could have a chance to pass it through. There you have a horrible, horrible thing that not one agency, except InterSight, is doing something about. I don't know of one agency that is standing up for all those moms who will be denied. And if the mom is denied, that means, it could very well mean many, many times, that person now is more in danger because they don't have the dog. Now, how about children? Believe me, it's a lot safer when you're walking with a trained guide dog and you have a child with you. A lot safer than when you're just walking with a stick when you're blind. Take it from somebody who knows. I took my girls to school many, many times with my guide dog. And, you know, the feeling is a lot safer than if you don't have your dog. So look at what these agencies are doing to people. Denying them the help they need. No law to protect them. Training people and then denying them the dog. Now, how can you justify that? First of all, when there's no law. Secondly, the blind person didn't train the dog. The school did. So how do you expect the person to respond in a certain way? They didn't train the dog. That dog is a stranger to that person. Now they bond with it and they start a relationship and now you cut it off. There's a much better way to do it, world. Have a law, license the school, make them accountable, trainers if need be. That's the InterSight way. And that's the American way. Fairness. Impartial setting for a fair hearing. And the other thing that's a mad in connection with Mother's Day, these horrible nursing homes. How many moms, we tried to get some information on this the other day, I believe, and nothing was found. How many moms will spend Mother's Day in a nursing home. You know, hopefully the loved ones will get in there to visit them, but you never know about that. But even so, it's horrible to see your mom like that, to know that she's been neglected and is being neglected. Sign our petition. Change.org. There's two of them, one on the service dogs schools and one on the nursing homes. There's an opportunity for you to do something for your mom, whether she's in a nursing home or not. Because as long as those nursing homes are there, people can wind up in them. So it's not a very cool thing to spend Mother's Day in a nursing home. If you don't believe me, just ask anybody who has a mom in a nursing home. And most people will tell you they don't like it. All right, Inner Sight, Matt are glad Monday. And we apologize for not having our engineer on board. Family problems have kept her away. But we're here, and we're talking about different things that are mad and glad. I heard that what we were talking about before, how a lot of these companies are getting creative. A lot of these, who was it? I think it was Amazon or one of these big companies. Amazon wants to become involved, more involved in sports. One of the big football teams. The guy who owns Walmart is interested in. So, you know, Walmart expanding out that way, see, to create more revenue and change. See, that's what we're talking about. These agencies for the disabled, they're standing still. You cannot stand still in this world and not make progress and expect to survive and to be liked, especially when you're dealing with people who are struggling, like the disabled, every month. So we urge these agencies to join with us. Help us create that telethon that we talk about. I sent a tweet out the other day. We have camera people already who will donate their time at the start. You know, if these agencies would start calling some of these networks and set up meetings, you know, yours truly is available for that meeting, for those meetings, and start getting people interested. That's what we need. We need more people to come forward and say, hey, it's a great idea. Let's do it. And of course, the agency can benefit because part of the funds would go to the agency. So there you have a challenge. I remember in 1972, Philharmonic Hall. Yours truly got together and contacted Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, and we gave a concert at Philharmonic Hall, the first of its kind in the world. Very similar to what we want to do here with this telethon. This would be a first, a telethon to turn nursing homes into accessible housing, to license the guide dog schools. Part of the funds could be used for that, you know. And we got together with Stevie and Ray. We brought them together on the same stage, and it worked. It was a great show at that time. You know, it's unfortunate that my partner became ill and had a mental breakdown, and the organization that we were working with went out of business. But the point is, we did the show, and it was a big success. We can do it again. Only this time, it's for a much bigger cause. Part of the money from a telethon could go to amend this ADA and bring about enforcement. You know, any disabled person out there who doesn't want enforcement is really fooling themselves, because you're not going to get anywhere without enforcement on the law. Because people are so indifferent, you know, they don't really care about us. They just care about their own lives. And even if they do care about us, it's in a way where they feel pity for you, or they're doing it because they're trying to be kind, or they're guilty over something. We don't need that. We need enforcement. We need to be equal. You know, nobody walks into a place who's not disabled and is able to read a sign or whatever it is because somebody was nice to them. It's the law. They have to be able to get in. Not if you're in a wheelchair and it's five steps in front of you, how do you get in? You know? Horrible. These agencies, you know, there's an old saying, if a tree doesn't bend, it breaks. And that's what's going to happen to these agencies, I'll tell you right now. Start breaking if they don't bend. Because it's time for change. People have a right to live their own lives and run their own lives. Especially if the government wants us to work and pay taxes. Take that threat away of interfering with our disability money. That would encourage more people to work. It's another area that needs to be straightened out. Yeah, Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight. And by the way, we're on television on the reruns Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit, and 8:45, by the way, in New York, Inner Sight. Thursday night, Channel 20 on Altice. They used to call it Long Island Cable. Now it's Altice. Thursday night, 7:30. Inner Sight. And this is Mad or Glad Monday, live. If you have a comment on the show or you want to speak on the show, our Inner Sight number, leave your number. I'll retrieve it and call you back. We have time for a couple of callers. 631-224-3090 if you want to leave your number on this Mad or Glad Monday. Thursday night title, Ability is No Good Without Enforcement. so true. They could make all the gadgets in the world, all the technology in the world, and if you don't have enforcement to get into a place or to get those, to get that equipment that you need, what good is it? Stupid criteria. The only criteria should be that someone is disabled. That should be it. You know, why put us through more? All the things we have to deal with. Because the government has set it up that way. All right, Matt or Glad, Monday, Inner Sight. And we wish Suzanne and her family well. I'm not going to go into detail, but that's all I'll say about that. And our hearts go out, as we spoke before, to all the moms who are trapped in nursing homes, to all who will be railroaded into nursing homes, and to all who don't want to go to a nursing home or be in one. That's a lot of people all over this country. So think about that. And when you do, click on change.org and sign our petition. We want to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Now just think how magnificent that would be for everyone, not just the disabled, you know, to turn these places, these horrible nursing homes, into accessible housing and enable people to have their own place with the help that they need. You know, let the agencies raise part of that money, the government put up the other half. We want to create volunteers for freedom where certified home health aides would work, donate their time, and we would reward them financially, establish a fund to reward people for donating the extra time they would need instead of going to a nursing home. And then, of course, eventually, they wouldn't be able to go to nursing homes if you turn them all into accessible housing. So there you have a wonderful solution. It's going to take a lot of work. It's an uphill fight and a lot of changes. But it's a dream of Inner Sight to be able to do that. And we are determined to bring that about. Now, we also have a alternative plan. You know, we're hoping to get support of our demonstration in September. September 17th, we have a tentative date, 11 to 2, location to be announced, to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. But after all is said and done, and people don't want it, or they won't work for it, they won't help. Our plan is to simply try to raise the money to do it on our own. So you got to have a backup plan. We got one. at the inner sight way. And look at all the people that would help. Millions of people, not only those now who are eligible for nursing homes, but how about the young people? The young people coming up who are disabled, who face the reality, the grim reality of having to be put into a nursing home. We want to get rid of that. We don't want that hanging over people's heads. We don't need that in our lives. It's not necessary because the money is there to prevent that. And many, many things can be done to ensure that that money is there and increase that funding without politicians interfering. See, that's the key. Our plan, you don't have to worry about politicians interfering. You mandate the agencies to raise the money. Bring back the telethon in a much more positive light. And, you know, protect the funds. Make sure they're used for the purpose of which they are raised for. So there you have the politicians who can't say we're not gonna fund this program anymore, because the money will be there raised by the people. That's what you need. There's part of your protection right there. You can't touch that money. That money is for a purpose, to keep so and so out of the nursing home. And at the same time, get rid of them. Get rid of the nursing homes. So there's a big plus. You know, the way it is now, going out and harassing these politicians, and demonstrating, getting arrested, you know, they don't look upon that as something good. With our idea, they won't be able to stop that money because it'll be in a fund, in a private fund for a purpose. You won't have to worry about begging them for more money in a program. And of course, the government still should put in half. They owe us that. Eventually, we would phase out the government. You wouldn't even need them anymore. I believe it could happen. Because I believe people would love it if we became more independent and more of us got jobs and contributed to society. The country. I recently tried to enlist in the reserves to contribute to the country. They sent me an email I can't read. I have to try to find out what's in it. But, why not? It's a beautiful country that we got. Just walk down any road, any country road, listen to the sound, to the birds, talk to the flowers, touch the flowers. People forget how beautiful this country is. Or somebody who said, God's country. That's what it is. You know, I used to live upstate, and the winters were awesome and harsh and, you know, but then all that stuff melted and it turned into green. And I'll never forget that, how beautiful reminds me of all the beauty that inner sight wants to bring to this country by getting rid of these nursing homes, giving people dignity, allowing them to live whatever lives they have in their own home. What was that quote from that movie, the great movie with Jimmy Stewart, The Wonderful Life? You know, when he's talking to this guy Potter, who was a mean thing, and he said, "What's the big idea? Why is it so hard to have somebody live in a couple of rooms and a bath? You know, to live and die in their own home." There's a principle right there. A great, great principle. And that principle will live forever. And that principle will knock the hell out of these nursing homes and get rid of them so that people can live their lives. The nursing homes are going to find themselves fighting against God. You wait and see. That warning was given in the Bible thousands of years ago, and inner sight is giving it today. You're fighting against God when you force people to be in those places, those nursing homes. Inner sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Thank you for being a part of our inner sight. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.